From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Ulster County's independent committee tasked with drawing new district lines for the county legislature unveiled a new map December 21st to replace the one thrown out by a judge earlier this month. State Supreme Court Justice Kevin R. Bryant threw out the first map because it did, and I quote, not comply with mandatory state requirements for redistricting, end quote. Member Travis Rask's map was chosen. Rask said, and I quote, hopefully this is a happy medium for everybody, end quote. A public hearing will be held at 5:15 p.m. December 27th on the proposed map in the Ulster County Legislative Chambers, and then the committee tentatively plans to meet on December 29th to make modifications. The committee has until January 3rd to approve a map, or a special master will be appointed by the court to choose the new legislative lines for the 2023 legislative elections. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has formally submitted his letter of resignation to County Clerk Brad Kendall. Molinaro leaves office at 11:59 a.m. on January 3rd after 11 years as county executive. The Republican will then represent New York's new 19th congressional district in Congress. Molinaro beat Democrat Josh Riley in November. Molinaro said his tenure as county executive, and I quote, has been the opportunity of a lifetime working alongside some 1,800 dedicated men and women who comprise our county workforce, end quote. Molinaro will be replaced by Deputy County Executive William O'Neill until the general election in 2023 when voters choose who runs Dutchess County. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. The religious equality organization American Atheists condemned New York's Governor Kathy Hochul's veto of the Secular Recovery Bill, A8163/S7313. The Secular Recovery Bill would require courts to inform New Yorkers of their constitutional right to object to religious 12-step programs such as Alcoholics Anonymous, and instead participate in non-religious substance abuse treatment programs. Allison Gill, Vice President for Legal and Policy at American Atheist on December 23rd, said, and I quote, very often we hear from people trapped in court-ordered substance abuse programs that force religion on them. It's already difficult to recover from addiction, but suffering through unwanted religious indoctrination at the same time makes recovery so much more difficult. New Yorkers need to know that it is their constitutional right to attend a secular program before it's too late and they're stuck in a program that violates their freedom of religion, end quote. The Freedom From Religion Foundation also denounced Hochul's veto. Freedom From Religion Foundation co-president Annie Laurie Taylor says, and I quote, it's disheartening to see secular individuals required to attend a religious recovery program. The separation of church and state must include secular addiction recovery resources in the public realm. End quote. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public readings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.